You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Dana, we wanted to talk to you. Now, you, first of all, you are, you know, I was trying to tell Mike about Etsy. I don't know if you're familiar with Etsy, Mike.
Really?
No, I know. Such a guy, Dana. Such a guy.
It looks like something I should be.
Yeah, you should.
Very aware actually. Of, and it would make my life easier, probably.
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. Tell Mike, Dana, you've been with Etsy now for quite some time.
Oh, yeah. I have been with Etsy for over 6 years, almost seven at this point. So I've seen the company come from, you know, this small, scrappy startup phase to now us being selling over $1 billion worth of goods. So I've seen quite the growth, and it's been an exciting journey.
So, Dana, for those people that aren't familiar with Etsy, explain what it's all about.
Sure, you got it. So Etsy is an online global marketplace that sells handmade goods, vintage goods, and craft supplies.
Okay.
So when you're trying to find something special that's not that commoditized thing off of everyday retail shelves, that's why you come to Etsy.
And that's what we're talking about today, Dana. You know, Mother's Day, of course, right around the corner. And listen, Father's Day, not far down the road either. But, you know, enough with just the flowers and a card. There's got to be something better for mom or for your wife, Mike.
Dana, why was Mother's Day so much easier when you were a little kid?
Yes.
I actually, one of my trends that I'm loving this time that I've seen with a lot of Etsy sellers is channeling some goodies that your kids could possibly give you. Or if you have kids, you can purchase it for your wife, and it's just as special. So I like to title these things gifts from kids that mom will actually wear. So what that really means is, you know, this item to me is basically a sophisticated update to those macaroni necklaces that we would make as kids and
right.
Hand them off to mom. Or, you know, as a kid, you draw your mom these special pieces of artwork, and she hangs it on the refrigerator. But then where does it go, right? So a lot of Etsy sellers have been creating these really beautiful pieces of jewelry that you will send them either the artwork that your child has created or that special note that they wrote, you know, in their handwriting. And the Etsy seller transfers that onto a pendant necklace or onto a bracelet. So it's really great. You can keep it, you know, close to your heart. And let's also not forget, your refrigerator may not be as cluttered.
That's cool.
I like that
a lot.
So the coupon book doesn't work anymore?
Well, you know what? Every mother loves that special thing from their kid, right? And they're never going to get rid of it. But this is something that is actually stylish that she can layer with other pieces of jewelry that she can wear every day and really, like, show off. You know what I mean? It.
So then, Dana, go on. Because, you know, I am not a mom, so I don't have to deal too much with this. But, Mike, Jody is a mom. She is your wife.
Yeah,
what about for you?
Yeah, from a guy.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I do have to say, though, you don't have to be a mom because, you know what, I'm not either, but I am a proud fur baby mom.
There you go.
For something. So whether you are a mom to a fur baby or even a pet mom, Etsy has something for everyone in between. And, you know, for us fur baby mommies, there are these wonderful t-shirts and pins that you can get. And you can even work with Etsy sellers and send them a picture of your pet and they can do a hand-drawn illustration. I actually had one done myself. And it's a great way to be celebrated because, you know, I really think that, you know, no matter what kind of mom you are, it's really a time to celebrate all the wonderful women in your life who have offered guidance and really been there for you.
If they want to find out more about this, Dana, where do they go? What's the website?
Oh, come to Etsy.com and browse our Mother's Day screen right there on the homepage.
Dana, you are a judge. I just want to remind people, you're a judge on Making It, which is hosted, of course, by Amy Poehler and, God, and Nick Offerman. What a couple of, oh, my God, how
what
fun
a
is
duo, right?
Yeah, how fun is that?
Oh my gosh, it was an absolute blast, and that's actually why I'm here in LA this week to promote the show. It comes out July 31st on 10 p.m. I hope everybody tunes in.
Oh, I love it. I'll bet you had a blast doing that, and I look forward to seeing it. And I thank you for joining us this morning, giving us some little different ideas, you know, so not the same old boring Mother's Day gifts.
Of course, I hope I inspired you guys to get something unique.
No, Mike, you can't put your handprint in clay.
Or in plaster or something. My hand at 63.
That's right.
Dana, good talking to you. Good luck, and thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.